Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. My home is a canvas for expressing myself and what matters to my family, whether it's through art or furniture. Wayfair makes it easy to bring that vision to life with everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. Every style is welcome in the neighborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, welcome to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I don't know why I'm singing. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode 179, The Lazy Genius Stores Recipes. This is a very unsexy topic, but also a really important one because we all have to eat. I don't think a single person listening has like never tried at least one recipe. Recipes are just, I'm about to recipe explain you guys. Are you ready? They're just instructions, like on how to cook a meal. And we eat a lot of meals, and we might need a lot of instruction. So while this is like a super personal way of approaching things, we will get to that. This is very personal. There's really not a magic system, which we will also get to. I just want you to leave this episode with one small step, one thought, one thing that helps you feel like your recipe storage is serving you, not you serving it, not trying to maintain a big system to store your recipes. So let's jump on in, figure out how to do that. All right. So I keep waiting for the day when we have a topic where we don't start out with why, but today is not that day. It has not happened yet. Here we are. We are going to start with why. Why do you want to store your recipes? Like, what is the point? What is the purpose in keeping them? Because here's the deal. There are actually a lot of different reasons and purposes. And as is often the case, we get stuck because we're trying to solve a problem before actually naming the problem. We just think we're supposed to store our recipes. And so we search for a system before naming what we need that system to actually do. So recipe storage is like a lot deeper than we thought. So let's start with why you want to store recipes. Here are some likely possibilities. But this list is, you know, by no means exhaustive, of course. You get to name what matters about recipe storage to you, but maybe these will get the juices flowing. Okay, so you want, when it's time to make a meal, to reach into like a metaphorical pot of options where the steps are already laid out. You know, like it's about having available resources. That's your reason, is you just want your resources right there. Now, that can actually split off into two different reasons right there on its own. You might want resources for things you've already made. You know, you like that chicken rice thing and you want to be able to make it again. Or you might want to like a pot of resources for when you want to try something new, right? So it could be that you're looking for a system to store recipes, just in general. That's what we say. Like, how do I store my recipes? But really, you want a system to store the recipes you've already made or that you want to try or whatever. So like maybe you even need two different approaches, like one for recipes to try and one for recipes you want to make again, right? You're just naming what you're after. Again, we're going to unpack that again in a little bit. Another possible why. You want to pass your recipes down. Maybe you have like family recipes that you want to preserve or teach your kids. That matters to you. So keeping them written and accessible and part of the family culture, it matters a lot. How you store those, it's probably different than how you store recipes that you find on food blogs. Maybe not, but likely. Okay, so those are just a couple of ideas, but here's what I think. Okay. Here is what I think. I think a great place for you to start is with what kinds of recipes matter to you. Okay. I'm guessing it's ones to try again, and then ones to like pass down or keep close. So perhaps having like a range of systems for those three categories or whatever categories you come up with, that will really help you in knowing how to store your recipes. The problem here is that I just don't think that there is one perfect solution for all of these categories of recipes. You don't want them all to be digital, probably. Now, it's easy to pin a recipe that's already on a blog post, obviously, but it's harder to pin your grandmother's chocolate cake recipe, you know? Now, you might not mind a box of index cards or a notebook where you've printed stuff out, but do you really want to print out every single possible recipe that interests you? That's just really overwhelming. I think that's why we don't know how to store our recipes. So as you name why you want to store recipes, think about how the different categories of recipes, and I don't mean like main dishes and desserts and that kind of category, but purpose categories. Name how those might need different storage solutions. I'm going to be like super annoying and not give you a formula because I just don't think there is one, because we all like different things. We all need different things. We all cook different things. We all process information differently. So instead of giving you a formula, I want to offer some directive questions that can help you name how you personally need to store recipes, especially in light of this categorical idea. That's kind of your first question, is what are your categories? Okay, so first, do you prefer reading and cooking from a recipe when it's written out, like on paper, or when it's digital? And what's great is that answer, it could be different based on the category. So for me, I try a new recipe in whatever form it came to me, right? So if it's from a food blog, I pull up the post on my phone. If it's from a cookbook, I open the cookbook. But I am less worried about the form when it is new, if that makes sense. Like if I make something and I want to make it again, then that's when I write it down. Like I almost always write it down if it's not already written out in a cookbook. There's just something really comforting and steady to me about cooking from a physical page rather than the screen. It's almost like that meal has joined the family once it's written down. So, you know, maybe it's a tiny bit weird to have a response like this to a question about digital or analog, but I think that's the point. Like my particular answer might be a little bit weird that writing down the recipe feels like it's joined the family, but you need to have your answer, you know, like name your thing. And here's what's great is the difference in analog or digital. It might not matter to you. You might not have any preference, but that is important to name too. So just see what that analog digital consideration opens up for you. Second question, do you have a preferred or most frequented or most dependable source for new recipes? Maybe 90% of your new recipes come from cookbooks, and that's amazing, okay? So instead of spending a lot of energy on managing a small number of online recipes, focus on how you store and interact with your cookbooks and the recipes inside those, right? So consider your most trusted sources and then how you might use those recipes. Or maybe even as you consider those trusted sources, you will find that you have plenty existing within your cookbooks or within that one food blog that you always go back to. And you can decide once that you're not going to choose recipes from another place for a while during this current season of your life, right? Now, again, the result of the question is up to you. The question is, it just helps you know where you're going. So that's your next thing. It's like, what's your preferred, frequented, dependable source, if there is one? And then one final question to think about. Obviously, there are lots of questions that you can come up with on your own, but here are a couple to get it going. How important are new recipes to you? Sometimes I think I feel this way. We like feel compelled to collect every possible new recipe, but then we have to manage how to keep track of them. So maybe you're overwhelmed with recipe storage because you're storing more recipes than you currently need.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am a big-time verbal processor. Sometimes I don't know what I actually think about a situation until I say it out loud. And while I have lots of kind and trustworthy relationships in my life, there is one place that always feels safe no matter what I need to say, and that's when I'm talking to my therapist. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thelazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by Olive and June. I found Olive and June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive and June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive and June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of 6 polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's Day. I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive and June's polish is chip resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. So as you answer those questions and consider that you could store your 3 categories or any category of recipe, purpose category that we talked about, you can store those in different ways with different approaches or different systems. I think that you are going to find, as you think about this, you're going to find a small step or two of what you're looking for to get you moving closer to a direction of organization with whatever that means to you. Now, this feels important. Okay, so a reminder, lazy geniuses are a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Okay, if elaborate storage just as a concept for your recipes, if that does not matter to you, please be lazy about it. You do not have to figure out a system. You can have torn out magazine papers and like multiple cookbooks and Pinterest boards and all of that without it needing to fall in line.
Like being disorganized about it, I mean, that is lazy, but you're allowed to be lazy about it. That just feels really important to say. So just name what kind of genius you're actually after here. And then once you do that, I think that the solutions will show up and surface and start making sense for you. So as we close, I want to give just some specific thoughts and strategies that you could use in some combination based on what you figure out from our first few minutes together. So this is just like a quick bulleted list of ideas. They're tethered to nothing but themselves. Just some ideas, right? Okay, so the first thing, number one, is planning parameters. I have talked about this in some other episodes and such. If you have the meal plan, you know that I've talked about this, but planning parameters are basically just like a couple of limits for yourself and how you choose what recipes you want to make. So for me, a planning parameter that I have is a very limited ingredient list. I don't really go outside of that right now. It makes my grocery shopping easier. It makes choosing recipes easier because if something has an ingredient that's not on our current list, I just don't make it. There's too many recipes out there for me to feel limited by the fact that I can't make all of them. It's actually easier when I can't make all of them. So planning parameters are really, really helpful where you can set your own limits. Number two, the washi tape trick. So I've shared this on Instagram before, but when I got a new cookbook or when I get a new cookbook, I flip through it and I mark the recipes that I want to make with washi tape, like folded over on the page. And so that way, when I pull out a book, I don't have to flip through the whole thing. I have limited my choices again based on recipes that work for me and my family right now. Okay. Number three, a binder, like a three-ring binder. Now, a lot of folks love to print out or write out their recipes in a binder. You could even put the pages of paper in those page protectors and then write on those with like a dry erase pen or whatever, wet erase. Which kind of pen would you use? Marker. It's not even a pen. It doesn't matter. But that way, as you adjust ingredients or notes or whatever it is, you can just write those on the page protector without messing up the paper. Some people love to do that. Number four, Plan to Eat, which is a digital like recipe aggregator. And there are several of those probably. I used to actually use Plan to Eat for years. It's so easy for you to save recipes that you find online. It's easy. It's like relatively easy to add your own. I mean, you have to do it manually, but you know, you can add them. It also has built-in shopping lists and meal planners. It's actually pretty fantastic. You do have to pay for it. It's actually fantastic if you are a fan of digital storage. Now, I am not. I prefer analog pretty much exclusively. So I just stopped using it. I just didn't use it. I paid for it, but I never opened it. But there are options like that, which could be great for you, especially if you love digital storage. Evernote, number five. Is a lot of people create their own systems for free using Evernote. So you could Google how to store recipes in Evernote and just kind of dig around. There's so much stuff on there about that, on there being the internet. The same could be said for Trello. You know, like Google is your friend. If you're just how to store recipes using this, digital or otherwise, you know, look for something specifically that might get your juices flowing again. That's the third time we've said juices flowing. Number six. You can use index cards or a notebook, now listen, to capture the highlights of a recipe, not the complete picture, okay? This is something I do, and I just want to share this. So you might have seen my Plan Your Hot Dogs notebook. I have it on Instagram sometimes, where I have written, I've written out my fall dinner queue, like what I'm choosing from this fall, and I am making notes around the recipes that I'm cooking this year. Now, I don't write out every single recipe, okay? If it's new, I write down where I found it, you know, whether it's like a cookbook or online, and I'll just say it's in Mad Hungry on page whatever. And then I will make notes in the notebook when I make that recipe, but not the whole thing. So for example, a page might say Instant Pot Butter Chicken. I will write down the blog that I got it from so I can just Google it. I can Google Instant Pot Butter Chicken, wherever it came from. But I will write down like the highlights in the notebook, like the spice mix that's used, or very general bullet point steps, like 10 minutes high pressure, 10 minutes natural release. That way, when I'm flipping through or I'm choosing meals later, I kind of know the gist of how long something takes or the general idea of what it will need. And when it comes time to actually cook it, I will look the recipe up or I will open up the cookbook. But that notebook or those index cards, just kind of having like the Reader's Digest version of what it is you're making rather than the complete thing, so you're not copying over something that's actually pretty easily accessible, really helps me a lot. Okay, now here is the most important point. Listen very, very closely. There is no one way to do this. There is not even a best way to do this, like across the board. There is only what works best for you, based on what matters to you. So start with those categories, you know, whatever ones that make sense, the purpose of them. Ask yourself those questions about how you interact with recipes and what you prefer. See if there are different ways you store your recipes based on those categories, right? How it's okay to choose different ways for different categories in one house. So I'm going to show you some of my own approaches on Instagram this week. So be sure you're following me there at The Lazy Genius if you're interested in seeing that. I won't go into those now, but I'll share those later to give you some ideas. But you get to choose how to do this. It's not that the perfect recipe, you haven't found it yet, or the perfect recipe storage system. It's not that you haven't found it. It doesn't really exist because perfect doesn't really matter. And it doesn't work for everybody. So you get to choose what works for you. But I would love to show you what works for me. And I will do that this week on Instagram. And that is it. I hope that you feel some freedom and direction in this episode. And don't sweat it that you don't have like color-coded binders or a hand-carved box of passed-down recipes from a grandmother. That is not everyone's reality, okay? That's not everyone's choice even. You can be lazy about this if you want. But if you do want to be a genius, make sure you're being a genius about what matters to you. And that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.